This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The body of the late U.S. Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis returned to Washington on Monday, where it will lie in state for the next day as lawmakers and the public pay their last respects to Lewis's lifelong efforts to promote civil rights. Lewis died last week at the age of 80 after a year-long battle with advanced stage pancreatic cancer. His flag-draped casket was escorted Monday to the U.S. Capitol, where he served the people of his Georgia district for 33 years. Before arriving on Capitol Hill, the motorcade carrying his body took a final journey past several civil rights landmarks in Washington, as well as a new mural on a street near the White House reading Black Lives Matter. President Donald Trump did not attend ceremonies for Lewis on Monday. Lewis was openly critical of the Trump presidency and did not attend Trump's inauguration. Trump later called Lewis's longtime congressional district crime-infested. In remarks in the Capitol Rotunda, House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi called Lewis the conscience of the Congress. Pelosi had led a delegation Monday to Joint Base Andrews in Maryland to greet Lewis's casket. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell also praised Lewis, saying Lewis lived and worked with urgency because the task was urgent. Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden paid his respects on Monday. Biden and Lewis became friends during the two decades they served together in Congress. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen also paid their respects on Monday evening. President Donald Trump says the United States is doing well in developing a coronavirus vaccine as a North Carolina lab began manufacturing a possible vaccine on Monday. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.